The University of Alaska Southeast has been offering distance education for decades. That's right, decades. They were doing it without the help of internet and the World Wide Web. Jeff Johnston is a campus director for the University of Alaska Southeast in Sitka.
We've been doing distance learning for over 20 years. Sitka was the first program in the country across to offer health information management as a distance. And they did it back then in the days with the old audio conference with the phone and passing out booklets. But we've been one of the leaders in doing distance learning.
UAS has an elaborate support system devoted solely to students of distance learning. Johnston likens the university to a community college since it serves so many Southeast communities. Through UAS distance learning, people can get various certificates and occupational endorsements, their associate's degree, bachelor's degree, and even their master's. Fields include accounting, early childhood education, health information, business management, math, nursing, and social work. This is only a small sample of what UAS offers. Elizabeth Williams is an admissions rep for UAS. She's also a distance education student. She explains some of the ways an individual takes a distance learning class.
It's a variety of different ways. Like, I'm a student in the Master's of Public Administration program, and I watch my class on TV, and I sign on the internet to ask my questions as class is happening, and I upload all my assignments to the internet website that is for our class. So you could be doing audio conference, you could be doing things over the internet, you could be watching classes on TV. I think the business classes are doing things on TV.
Johnston says distance learning at UAS is constantly evolving and reshaping how Alaskans lead their lives. UAS has distance education students from over 40 communities in the state.
What we found is interesting is that distance education was originally designed, or we developed it, to serve people in the outlying communities. But now people who are not necessarily space-bound but are time-bound are taking the courses because you don't have to get a babysitter, you don't have to drive to campus, pay parking on all those kind of things that make it more difficult to attend college. So distance is opening doors that weren't open in the past.
UAS also offers a variety of professional development courses like forklift safety training or hazardous paint worker certification, which are offered on their campuses in Ketchikan, Juneau, or Sitka. They've also started offering more and more non-credit courses that are geared towards a specific industry. The Juneau campus has started on-demand training for mining. In Sitka, they've started what's called an Alaska term, which focuses on construction.
After the fishing and tourism season is over, we're bringing in a 6 to 8 week cohort of students to take the first part of the construction curriculum. And then after Christmas, another 6 to 8 week where they'll finish up the construction curriculum, where after that they can go out and go to work. They could go to an apprenticeship program. They could decide to continue on with the university to get an AA degree in construction technology, or even transfer up to Anchorage where they could get a construction management degree.
Both Johnston and Williams say it's never too early or too late to start thinking about education. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.